Vayter and Shasra and Daf Lamed Aleph, picking it up on the top of the page, second line, second word, Tanan Hasam. It's the Mishnah which is found in Elu Trefa, so we're going to see how this is going to come into our sugi in a minute. But first, let's get a little background here. Dorsa Osha Nitrifa, let's say, or Osha Tarifa Bakosa, let's say you have a bird and you went ahead and it got Doris on it, it was trampled on. Osha Trafa Bakosa, you feel a little angry, you smash against the wall. Osha Ritsa Behema, or an animal crushes it, and with Farchesis, and it's still moving, but Rashi says it's not able to stand up. Not able to stand after it got the, you know, went through all this matziv. Benicho Lamod. You waited 24-hour period and then you shechted it. Rashi says, Yom Echad Shalem V'shachta, then once it's in, share, it's going to be kosher. Now we know there's something called a trefa. A trefa, a general understanding is that a trefa, a whole discussion in other mesechtas, but won't live out the year. But there's also a type of trefa that's not even going to live out the day. But if this animal lived for a 24-hour period, then it doesn't have the trefa that it won't live for a day, because it did live for a day. But still afterwards, Svicha Bedika, you need to check to make sure that it didn't have another type of trefa. What's another type of trefa? Like if a majority of the bones are broken, or if it has a problem with its spinal cord or something of the sorts, so then even though it'll live for the day, it won't live for the year, it's called a trefa, so you got to check it in such a case. Now, can you shech this bird on Yontif? Rashi says, Michai Shinan, are we worried that whole v'tzricha b'dika v'yisilid ba'ru'usa? Are we worried that because of the fact that it went through, you know, that trauma, that maybe it actually has a problem with it, and then we would have gone ahead and shechted it for nothing? Says the Gemara, mi mechazkin and ru'usa b'yomtov alo? Do we go ahead and... Do we consider like a chazaka that has a problem, like there's something wrong with it? Or that we say, no, there's nothing wrong with it, and therefore we're fine. Thus is the shayla. Amarle, Tanina, let's take a look. We can see from a Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, we're not allowed to go ahead and heat up the tiles in order litzlos to roast on these tiles. Vavina ba, we asked on that, my kavod. Why? What malacha is there? From Rabbi Bechanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Hachaber, Afim, Chadashim, Eskin, when dealing with the new ones, maybe they should tzarech lebadkan, because in fact, they have to go and check to make sure that they're going to be able to withstand it. Rashi says, V'chashin and Dilmapaki, a word, maybe it's going to crack, and therefore it's going to be doing something for nothing, and that's not okay. So what do we see from this? Rashi says, Alma v'chaskin and Re'usa Mishum Chomer Yontov, Shalalavnan. We're worried. Because we're worried, therefore, we don't allow you to go ahead and heat it up because maybe it's going to crack. So here, too, it should be the same thing. That maybe not to do it because there's going to be a problem inside. As a Gemara, Amalei, nice try. Anan, Mepnesha, Tzarech, L'chassan, Masnina, Lot. It says, no, over there, it's not because of the fact that maybe it's going to crack. But that's a step which is necessary in order to make sure that we make it more durable, that it could withstand for the future. Rashi says, "V'lo mishum chashash pekiyas." I'm not going to worry it's going to crack. El devade mashvile mana behasikzu. This is going to make it into a kli, and that's why it's usher, as opposed to when you go ahead and this bird went through all this trauma. Tanya, we learned in a braisa echad maybe it's a or. V'echad maybe it's a etzim. V'echad shofes as a keder. V'echad maybe it's a mayim. V'echad nosim b'zochu tavim. V'echad megis. Kulon chayavin. All of them are going to be chayav. Now, what are we talking about over here? We're talking about whether he brought the fire, or a person brought wood, or a person put the pot and put it in the place where it has to be. And a person goes and brings the water. And a person goes and puts spices in. And somebody goes and he stirs. All of the people that are involved in this process are going to be chayav. Rashi explains each one. Why? Because maybe it's a orem mishum mavir. When you're going to bring the fire, it's mavir. It's like a chel. It's kishu molicha hi mislavis miruach elichasa. So talking about Shabbos, as you walk, the wind makes it ignite more, and therefore you're over on that. Maybe it's the eitzim or mishum mavir. Someone brings the wood, you're over because of mavir, lighting fire. Shofitz keder lekameh mefarish bayavid. Putting the pot in its place. The Gemara is going to explain what pshat is, why that's over anything. Putting the water and the spices and stirring is because Vashel, because it's also an Avmalacha. I frick the Marva, Tanya, Belington, Abraisa, Achron, Chayev, only the last one is Chayev, the Kulim, Patur, and the rest of them are all going to be Pater. It's a lokasha. Hadaisi Omekar. One's talking about where they brought the fire first, and therefore every process being done afterwards is actually part of either lighting or bishul. And Hadaisi Oreblev himself, they're only talking about when you only brought it at the very end. She says, that's the one who did it. You put water in a pot, and there's no fire there. You didn't do anything. Right? You go ahead and you set up a pot. You didn't do anything. None of this stuff really did anything. Only the last is going to be chayv. Now, sounds like a bishul, makul. I understand each one of these, right? Kavdi Maisi. There was some sort of Maisi that was done, therefore you're going to be over. Shofes is like a day when a person goes in, they place the pot in place, Mika oven. What did he do over there that he should be chai of anything? What exactly happened? Rabbi Shem Melakish, hacha b'kedera chadasha skinan. We are dealing in this case with a new pot. And therefore what? Rashi says, shenosin osa rikanis ala or lechasma. You're putting over there in order to harden it. Umisham liben ra'afim nagaba. And therefore it's the same din of like putting the new tiles over there. Rashi says, mishum hach gezera gufa sha'asu lelabin ra'afim nagagamazu. It's the same gezera that you're not allowed to go ahead and do this. Tana rabbanan, tana v'kirayim chadashim. Different types of ovens. These things that are new, like any kli that can be taken in a chatzer. Now, what in the world does that mean? This is talking about because of the fact that a person could actually use this for something else. Rashi says, "V'kol shekin yishalim certainly old ones. Harayim ki kol kelim initalim shabbos v'chatzah dechazel lemesa begavayim midi. You could use it as like storage. Therefore, you could put something inside of it, and that's why it's not a problem. So it's like you can go and move it. It's not muksa. Aval ein sachan oso shemen. You can't smear it with oil." And the Rashi says, "Lahachliko ule tzachzachan in order to go and smooth it out." And to make it all shiny, vein tashin asov a matlis. You're not allowed to go and rub it down with a matlis. Tashin is shuffin. You're not allowed to rub it with some sort of towel or something. Vein mefigin osan betzonin ki lechasman. And you can't go ahead and make it cold with water. Rash is laacher hasakan after it's heated up. Ein mefigin hasakan betzonin lechasman. You can't throw cold water on it because that's like that shocking process ends up making it more durable and harder. Shem eskashin aydei tzonin through the cold. It makes it hard. Rash is v'kulu mishum the masakin mana. All these are tikkun mana. V'mishalefos harizamota. But if it's in order to bake, then that's okay. What that means is the reason why you're doing it is because it's really, really hot and you're worried that maybe it's going to burn the bread. You don't want it to burn. So therefore you throw a little cold water on it and by doing that, it cools it down a little bit and that's going to be okay. That's mutter. We've had this lashon before. You can go and you're allowed to pour boiling water. Rashi says, pouring boiling water on the head and on the legs. I mean, not of a person, chalila, but of an animal after it's dead. Mahav vino soba or, and you're allowed to go ahead and burn off with fire. This is talking about it had the hair that was all over it, or it had the feathers and stuff. You're allowed to go ahead and burn it off with it. Aval ein tofen osan becharsis. You're not allowed to go and remove the hair with charsis. Rashi says besid with lime. Lahasir. That's the way that people that do iba, that do tanning, that's what the process that they use. So you can't go and use charsis. You can't use adama, you can't use dirt, you can't use sid, type of plaster. All these things also you're not allowed to use them to do it. That's how the tanners would do it. Vein goes in osambi misraim. You can't shear them with misperaim with scissors. Rashi says the michsei could tzarich l'sayer. It looks like you need the hair when you do that. Vein goes in as a yerek, as a yark, but tisporis shelo, and you're not allowed to go and literally also shear a vegetable with its scissors. Rashi explains what we're talking about is that you have a vegetable, it's tulush. But it has all around it, it has stuff that's shasty, McNasty. It's like, imagine you have like this head of lettuce and the outer layers are like a little bit nasty and you want to take off the outer layers. You can't use its special scissors, whatever utensil it had in order to do that. Rashi says, but the spar shalosha goes in, bab, in a machuber, demand the chazi, savar shalok tanayom. These scissors that are used in order to remove it from the ground, because people are going to think that you just took it out from today. So you can't use the removal scissors in order to take off outer layers. Aval, masakinis akundis ves akobius. You can go ahead, and Rashi says, these are different types of vegetables. Mina yirako sein, she's tarach b'tikunam. There's a tarach, there's a tircha of doing it. You're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to be misakin them. In other words, you're allowed to get them ready. Umasikin va'ofi before nay. And you're allowed to use both types of oven on Yontif. We're talking about here, there's this type of tanur, as she says, they're tanurim shalonim agedolim. They're very big, and their mouths are on the side. And we're not worried that this is called a tircha, because if you have a lot of people there, and there's not enough to be able, space in your small oven, your tanur, to cook in it, so you can use this big oven. Umechamin chamin b'antichi, you're allowed to go and heat up water in an antichi. It's a big type of urn, a big kli. And we're not worried, someone's going to think, oh no, you're using this for the future. The ain ofen before ne chadasha, but you're not allowed to go, and the porni we just said before is like the huge oven, you're not allowed to go and do it in one which is brand spanking new. That's not allowed, okay? Because shema tifchas, maybe what's going to happen is, when it's brand new, you never really turned it on, what happens is it may come to crack, it may come to break. And tifsach could open up and crack. Rashi says ayidei shechadasha. Even it says torach shalut zarech. You end up putting all the tircha in and working for nothing. Tana rabbanan ein novchin b'mafuach. A mafuach is that thing which is used in order to make the fire grow, right? Keep it growing. So you'd use like it's like an accordion type. A tool that blows out air. Rashi says the mixle ku uman osamalacha. It looks like an uman doing like that. Aval novchin bishvoferis, but you're allowed to do it with a shvoferis. A shvoferis is like a pipe. You're allowed to use some sort of pipe to do it and blow through that. Ve'emisaknes ashpud, you can't go and fix a shpud, a spit. Rashi says that udalok Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, we know, says he holds that hechsher. Hechsher is also okay. Machshire ochel nefesh is also okay. So this is not going like Rabbi Yehuda. Or Rashi says it is going like Rabbi Yehuda. I'm sorry, it can be going like everyone, and still it's not okay, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, and we're dealing with a case that already got ruined when it was Erev Yontif, and you could have done it then, and you didn't, and therefore even he says it's not okay. Ve'in mechadah l'so, you're not allowed to go and sharpen a spit. Tana rabbanan, ein mefatzin sakaneh. If you remember, we spoke about cutting a piece of cheres and a piece of like paper and putting it on the grill in order that you can go ahead and put a maliach, you can put the salty fish on it that it shouldn't get burned. So over here, you wouldn't be allowed to go and crack open a kane, a reed, in order to go and put it in litzlos bo maliach in order to roast. The salt, this fish on it, so it shouldn't get burned up. Rashi says, "Laseis kromiosav to put its like outer layer underneath the maliach, the fish ala iskala on this grill, right? Why shows a kli? Because it makes a kli. The chol midi da'avid l'shtamish b'havi tikkun kli. Anything that you did now, you could use. It's considered tikkun kli. So you're not allowed to go and do this. Val mefatzin esa egos b'matos. You're allowed to go and crack open a nut." With a towel, some sort of towel. Ve'ein choshen shemet tikra. We're not worried that maybe it's going to go ahead and it's going to rip. Rashi says, I feel nikres. Lech v'saniv, if it does rip, we're not worried. De'ein zek korea amenas litvor. This is not tearing in order to go ahead and to re-sew it. It's when, by the way, what are we talking about here? If you put the nut in a cloth in order to go and like smash it, that you shouldn't injure yourself, or, you know, and the cloth will be fine, and the thing will end up getting cracked open. Zok the next Heilige Mishnah, V'yodam Rabbi Eliezer. Rashi points out, firstly, before I even say anything, that this is going out of order. We have a Gemara in Irvin, which tells us that whenever it uses Lashon V'od, and also that, it's going on something that was previously stated, and it's not just like, okay, we say something and we have a bunch of other stuff that goes on, and then, oh, it doesn't make sense. Therefore, this really should go before. Like we mentioned before, but the answer has a couple ideas that you can go and you can collect all the different stuff in the field, all the wood in the field on Yontif, and other things. Well, let's take a look over this. No tell him, case him in the fun of, lachos bashinov, amagabim, chatzer, madlik, etc. Everything's muchan and va'odam Rabbi Eliezer. That's where this goes. Okay, now, what is this taka actually talking about now? This is talking about, if you remember, we learned about that if you have something which is sort of muchan, right? Let's say you set aside figs in order to dry, but they're not totally dry, but they're kind of dry. Then it depends on the person's decision whether this is something which they are setting aside that they want to be able to have on Shabbos or not. So now it says, "Va'odam Rabbi Eliezer, omid adam ala muksa." A person can stand next to muksa, and here we're talking about again these things like, let's say, figs that are drying. not fully dried, you want to be able to have it on Shabbos. Beep, turn the page, lamed on the base. Erev Shabbos b'shvias, before Shabbos, on Shmias, on Shemitah. Why is that relevant over here? Rashi says, the reason why this is relevant is as follows. Te'ein meiser noigba, ve'ein mechuser lazmana. There's no meiser when it comes to Shemitah. On Shemitah, we don't take off meisos. So therefore, that's not something which is lacking over here in any way, shape, or form. It's going to stop you from being able to eat it. The only thing that's lacking over here is hazmana of setting it aside, that now it's not going to be mux anymore. Ve'omer, and he says, person says, Erev Shabbos, mikan ani ochel mocher, I'm going to eat from here tomorrow. But it doesn't specify exactly where he's eating from. Rashi says, you let it go and it's fine, it's good to go for tomorrow. How come? Because of Vesagi Balchidish Breira. You don't have to say which specific ones, because you could say, I meant this one, I meant the other one. Chacham Mamram Acha Yirshom Vyomer, until you actually make a roshim, make a mark. Rashi says, Besimin, Deim Breira. Because of Vyomer, he says, Mikan Vad Kan, from here and until here. You say exactly what you're having, because he doesn't hold of Breira. Now, Fleckling of Markasha based off a Mishnah in Maisos. Well, Shaila at least. Tanan also may have a Mishnah which says in Maisos. Tinoko Shetomnu Teinim Erev Shabbos. Let's say you have kids that go ahead and they set aside figs on Erev Shabbos that they want to have on Shabbos. Vishachu Velo Isru, and they didn't take off Maisos. Lamotzi Shabbos Lo Yochlu Ella Imkin Isru. You can't eat unless you take off Maiser. Now we know that there's a general rule about Maisos, that a person is allowed to eat the derech arai in the field without taking off any trumas and maisos. You don't have to take off, during the regular year, you don't have to take off trumas and maisos as long as you're eating a derech arai. If you're eating derech keva, then you have a problem. Rashi says over here, tinoko shetimnotein in besadeh o begina lachilas Shabbos. They set aside, I'm going to have this on Shabbos. They forgot they didn't take off maiser. So then what happens? You would have thought they could eat it arai and it should be fine. Like Rashi says, v'yafal gav dekaimelon. Until you bring it into the house, open a chutzer or into your chutzer, like above the mitzvah, besoch is upon them. Achilas Shabbos, listen very carefully, the eating of Shabbos is chashuv, the arai shalah areyu keva. Even eating temporarily, like a temporary type of eating, arai on Shabbos, it's considered like achilas keva. Varehutmu achilas Shabbos hukvu, and you set it aside to be eaten for Shabbos. Therefore, it takes on the status, and now it's chayef in maisos. And if you didn't take off, then you're not allowed to eat it on Shabbos because you can't take off the trubas of maisos there. And even on Motzei Shabbos, even though it's still in the field and you didn't take it in, it's still considered now like it's keva, and you'd have to go and take off trubas of maisos. And he points out why talking about kids doing this, even adults who did. The answer is because even a kid, they're machshav. If they do the action, it still has an impact on it. Finishing on Rashi, v'te'in and davar, v'te'im davar shenigba malachtanu. Ela imkein chishiv aleim l'ktzios l'grogros v'shamina mina b'davar shenigba malachto Shabbos kovas l'maiser below ears pnei abayas. Shabbos is going to go make it chayv already even without seeing it. With davar shal lo nigba malachto, something didn't finish its malacha lo shamina and ikava I lo kava. Okay, so now the Gemara comes and says the following. We have this Mishnah which says, Tinokos shetomnu teinim erev Shabbos, v'shachu v'lo yisru, lomotzi Shabbos lo yucho elim kein yisru, yachtig of maiser. Utanai nami, we have another Mishnah in maisos. It says, hamavir teinim b'chatzer liktos. If someone goes and they bring teinim figs and they spread it out in their courtyard, and the reason they did it again is the reason because liavshan, you want to dry them. The key to Rai, Upturin, and it's part of a dig of Maisos. Why? Because it's not yet complete. Even bringing to the Chatzar is not enough. It has to be that the Gemar Malachton, it's finished. But over here, it's clearly not because you're bringing them to dry. So we have these two Mishnahs. One Mishnah is saying Shabbos itself makes it a person have to take off Trumas and Maisos. Another one that says that even if you bring it to the Chatzar, it's not going to be chayev because it's not yet done. So now, frankly, Gemara, following question. Boy, minei, Rava, Mirav Nachman. Shabbos, ma'u shetikpa mukta lemaiser. What's the halacha, meaning, bedavar shalo nigma melachto? It's just explaining what it just said, Rashi says. That if something which isn't yet done, in other words, so it's called mukta, so ma'u shetikpa mukta lemaiser, something which isn't yet finished, does Shabbos itself, even without designating it, make it, then now it becomes chayef in maisos. Me, I'm going to do, we say, came in the chsiv across the Shabbos oneg, since the pasuk says, you should call Shabbos oneg, meaning, so it says, achili didei is an oneg, therefore it's kava she'ein ba'od, shem arai, it's not called arai, el shem keva, now it's called keva, And therefore, kava, it sets it up that it's chayev. Afil b'dav shaligim b'lachla, even something that didn't yet finish its stat, didn't have its finishing stages. Well, delma b'dav shaligim b'lachla kava, only something which is its finish, its work is finished, it was kava. B'dav shaligim b'lachla lo kava, and this isn't yet dried yet, so therefore not. Amalei, Shabbos kovas. Yes, Shabbos does already put into a state where now it's called keva. Whether it's something that was finished its work, it's complete, it's finished its process, or something that didn't yet finish its process. What comes from this is that if you didn't set it aside, if you had set it aside, you'd take off Chumas Amaisos, so then you can't eat it now, right? And then after Shabbos, you'd have to take off Chumas Amaisos because you're covered. And what it means, if you didn't designate it, what happened if you didn't set aside for Shabbos? You're nullified on Shabbos now, because even though you didn't designate it, Shabbos itself makes it considered like keva, and therefore you have to give Chumas Amaisos, and you didn't. But after Shabbos, you wouldn't have to if you eat it derech arai, because it didn't yet, you weren't designated for it. Armalei comes and he frecks the kasha. He says, Ve'ima Shabbos demi chatzar. Why don't we say it's just like chatzar? Ma chatzar enu kovas el bedav shenigmar malachto. We know by chatzar, unless you're a nigmar malachto, it's not considered complete. So I have Shabbos, let's think about the shenigmar malachto. Why would Shabbos do it unless it was nigmar malachto? Armalei says back to him, Limud arachubi adina. We have set in our hands, we have a tradition, a tradition, Shabbos kovas, be'im bedav shenigmar malachto, be'im bedav shalod, nigmar malachto. Okay, straight up. We have a Mishnah which says, our Mishnah, the Od Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Omid Adam Ala Muksa, a person can stand by the Muksa. And again, we're talking about something that wasn't yet dry, they're bringing it to dry. And so therefore, it shouldn't be Chayev in Trumas and Maisos, Midoraisa at least. So, even if after the fact, then it's completely finishing in the chatzar, still you wouldn't be chayef to go and do something. You're allowed to have it even derech harai. And what it says, Erev Shabbos b'shvius, that you're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to stand. Omen adam alamuksa, Erev Shabbos b'shvius. Taima, the what's pshat is because the shvius, the lav bar isurehu, because you don't have to take off maisus over there. Ha b'shar shnei shvua, but the rest of the year, ha chinami d'aser, that would come to tell you that it would be aser to do such a thing, because Shabbos itself would be kovea, that you have to take off maisus. So what do you see? My taima, what's pshat, that it's aser to eat this, lav mishum de Shabbos kava, is it because of the fact that Shabbos was kava, and therefore it's chayiv and maisus, and therefore you're not allowed to have it, even though you didn't designate such a thing? Says Gemara, lo, who says it's not a raya? Shani, awesome. That case, our Mishnah is different. Because the guy said specifically, from here I'm eating. So therefore, that itself is kovali leve. Now you're koveyet. Therefore, it doesn't do with the fact that Shabbos is being koveyet. You don't have a raya from our Mishnah. Rashi says, why? Because Shani Hasan, Di'iyu Achshava B'diburo Shekarez Achila, he was Machshava by calling it food. Therefore, itself now it takes on the status. But it's not that Shabbos did it. So you don't arrive from a Mishnah that would be the case. Frak the Gemara on that. Ihachi, that's really true because the fact that he was Koveyat. So Mayer is Shabbos. Why? What Sheikh is, what does it have to do with Shabbos altogether? Afila B'chol Nami, even if he did this during a weekday, it would also go ahead and impact it and make it that it's Chayev. So Kum Tochoyz, what comes to this is Taka, maybe it is because it's Shabbos that's going ahead and impacting it, and there's nothing to do with the fact that you're covered as food. Like the Gemara, no. You said, Iachim, Ayir is Shabbos. Hakamash Malam is coming to tell us another din. The Tevel Muchan who ate till Shabbos. Something which is Tevel, you didn't think of Chumas and Maisos, it's still considered like it's Muchan, like it is considered Ochel, for Shabbos, so you could be eaten. Why? Because She'im Avar V'tiktov, a person did go against the rules, and they took off Trumas and Maisos on Shabbos itself, Misukan, it actually does work. So Taka, we still don't have a raya from their Mishnah, because then he could have said it during the week also, and the fact that it said Shabbos was just to teach you another din, that a person's Avar violates the laws, that he actually on Shabbos takes up Trumas and it Taka does work. Okay, my friends, we're not done with this circuit, but we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.